The elections are over. Will we see the Naira notes now in full circulation? Hello, my name is Lilian Ogazi and this is Nigeria Daily. The Central Bank of Nigeria, CBN, last year announced the redesign of the 200, 500 and 1,000 Naira notes and planned to end the use of the old note by January 31st, 2023. Although it extended the date of the deadline to February 10th due to untold suffering caused by the scarcity of Naira notes for basic transactions. Notwithstanding, Nigerians have experienced acute suffering even despite the ruling of the Supreme Court and approval of the CBN that the old notes remain legal tender till December 31st, 2023. Online banking transactions were failing and Nigerians found it difficult to meet their day-to-day financial needs. Lest we forget that one of the reasons for the redesign of the Naira notes and the scarcity was to curb vote buying during the elections. Well, now the elections are over. Where is the new Naira note? Do Nigerians have access to it now? Let's get on the streets of Abuja to find out.
The meltdown of cash crunch faced by Nigerians has seriously affected market capitalization and individuals in the country. Analysts have spoken on this difficult issue, thinking it will be eradicated after election. But reverse is the case. Why people still complain of cash? I am Daniel Oluwole, live on the street of Abuja, to ask people if they have cash or the cashless policy is affecting them. These are the voices of people from Abuja on the issue of cashless policy in Nigeria.
My name is JB. Okay, throughout this cash policy startup, I've not even been able to have the new money itself. I've not even touched it on my own. So, before I knew this, I started using the old cash. It's the one that I've been even saving in my house that I've been able to use. After all the new cash and everything, instead of cash, so I'm the one of those that have been affected since the start of.
So right now, you don't have any cash on you?
I don't have any cash. I only use my ATM to buy and pay. And this cash policy of 18 costs so many damage to my account. You want to be able to say, no, I'll spend it all.
Okay, my name is Choma.
Okay.
Omala.
Okay.
I don't have cash. I have money, but I don't have cash.
This is funny. So, this cashless policy stuff now, since you have money, how has it affected you?
One more, it affected me badly because my money now, if 90 something, they lost. Even people when do transfer, they, you know, they go. They'll come show me debit, say the thing don't go, they do fake transfer for me. My money, it don't affect this business, no be small. No, they should really do something about it because me, I'm tired. I'm tired.
Yeah, my name is Mr. Solomon.
Okay.
Like seriously, even as I'm talking to you right now, I don't have any cash on me. I'm even looking for cash. I'm even looking for transport to get to my home, to my house now.
If you want to get something or you engage in business, how do you cope with your business as it brings down your business or you earn a lot during this time?
Well, I will start from your first question on how the policy have affected my business, right? Yes. Like seriously, the policy, we are getting used to it gradually. And secondly, on how I'm making payment on my transaction of the day. We are making payments with transfer or ATM card, but the worst part of it is that bank is not helping issues. Bank is not helping matters at all. Network is very, 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 very low, very, very bad. I didn't mean network is good, at least. We'll be free to be doing the transactions. We're already getting used to it. So if at all bank's network will be released, I think we shouldn't have any problem on that.
I'm precious.
Okay.
I don't have cash. Currently, even this thing I just bought is transfer. This cash issue is one, I don't even know what to say because it's so embarrassing to me. Like, if I want to go home, all the way from my address, if I want to go home to get cash, is a problem. And one thing I'm even saying, despite the fact that they've released old Naira note, why is it that there's no cash? Despite this, CBN has approved it. We should see cash now. Cash, we are still not seeing. What part of it, my bank, is just declining. Unnecessary decline. I like, I made a transfer this morning. I didn't even know it went. I see her, I just had to go and check, and the person said he received alert. My bank was just showing issuer, is it issuer switch or what. So this whole issue is really, really frustrating. Very, very frustrating. Please, there should be cash. Since there's they've approved old Naira note, then they should make it like the old Naira note should be in circulation. Likewise, the new Naira note, because if we see the old Naira note and the new Naira note in the bank, it will be easy for people. Many banks now, you go to make withdrawal, you can't. It's like this bank now in my office, I can't make withdrawal. So it's frustrating.
Those are some Nigerians speaking. You are listening to Nigeria Daily, coming to you from Daily Trust. We'll be going on break. Do stay.
It's enlightening.
It's incisive.
It's analytical.
It's entertaining.
It's educating.
It's The Bearing, a podcast from Daily Trust addressing issues that have direct bearing in your life. Join us every week on www.dailytrust.com. Follow us on Facebook at facebook.com/dailytrust, on Twitter at twitter.com/dailytrust, and on YouTube at youtube.com/dailytrust. To listen in, join us on Google Podcasts, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and TuneIn Radio.
You're welcome back. This is Nigeria Daily, coming to you from Daily Trust. In this episode, we're asking where the Naira note is, both the old and the new. Before we went on break, we had a chat with some Nigerians who told us how much of the Naira notes they have access to. What is actually happening? Will Nigerians ever see a seamless flow of the Naira note like they did before? Our colleague, who covers the CBN, tells us.
My name is Sunday Michael Ogo. I write for Daily Trust newspaper.
The truth of the matter is that money has been flowing since Saturday after the elections. You would know, I'm sure, that most of the media has reported that there were large volume vote buying at the last set of elections. That's the governorship and House of Assembly elections. So there is a bit of liquidity, largely from monies that have been hoarded. The election has not exactly gone the way most people have expected. There are parts of the country, for instance, where there have been serious tensions because they are still withholding the governorship election result. And other places they have announced, but people are still more or less doing this waiting and seeing kind of approach because they don't want to go out and there will be an aftermath of some kind of protest or something that jeopardizes their bid. We saw a similar kind of attitude after the presidential election. So that has sort of slowed down business activities somewhat. Otherwise, from my own preliminary investigations, the cash situation is better than it was before now. So you can easily get 2,000, 3,000, 4,000, 5,000 these days, even the banks at that level. What would be a problem is getting beyond, say, 20,000, or what is your limit for the day.
Okay, but there's something now. The CBN released a statement saying that they're extending the, as in line with the Supreme Court order, but did they say anything about the restriction of, the cash restriction, withdrawal limits rather?
So there are two different things. The argument that were taken to the court by the three governors and supported by several other governors was that they said because banks are not available in every nooks and cranny, that chances are that they have a lot of their citizens who may not be able to make it before the last CBN date, and that they sought the understanding of the Supreme Court to compel the central bank to recognize this money beyond that day, which was what the Supreme Court granted. They did not ask the Supreme Court to quash the limits, withdrawal limit, which the CBN had always set anyways, maybe because the limit is something most of us were not used to exhausting, and so we never really cared. So that has always been there. It wasn't anything new. What they did was they tweaked what was the limit. They brought it down or took something up. They also did not ask. The prayers did not include bring out what you had already mopped up. And the Supreme Court will not grant you a prayer that you did not make. So technically, you cannot fault the central bank for saying, okay, we have complied and extended the date to 31st of December 2023, which is what it is, and that the new notes are now valid. So obviously people are not spending the old note, but that is to the extent of what is still available in the society or with the commercial banks. Today, the central bank governor told us at the MPC meeting that they have the total money in circulation as of today is some fraction short of $1 trillion, and that they will be reviewing to see whether it is that it has attained that level of liquidity they want, because they had always said from the beginning that they would not return 3.2 trillion naira back into the society. Then they said they had total money in circulation 3.2 trillion, total money in the banks 500 billion, total money outside the bank 2.7 trillion. Today, they have mopped as much as 2.7 trillion, and there is no guarantee that they will return all that money back in circulation.
Okay, so based on your observation and your investigation, do you see this naira scarcity thing a permanent situation for Nigerians, as in never changing?
So there are two things that actually made the scarcity particularly painful. Was the fact that so people like me and you who have the exposure to switch to banking transactions, we're having enormous difficulty trying to do that. And the central bank government acknowledged that what happened was that there was a massive surge beyond what most of the banks could manage. But that the other banks that were prepared for times like this, that had what they call idle capacity. In other words, you have a capacity, let's say, to manage 1 billion transaction, and all along you have been doing 500. So when the surge came, they had the headroom of another 500 to take in more transactions. And that was why within the period, some banks did fantastically well, and others practically even closed their shops because the apps completely collapsed from pressure. But what has happened is they now recognize that whatever they had was inadequate, and they've been ramping up capacity, as most of us would agree, that transactions are not as bad as they used to be. You probably would try twice and one of them would go. So that space is opening. And as long as that space opens up for a lot of us, the available cash in circulation will now be limited to petty things that you want to buy your Maggi or Granotto. I think that is where we are going to get to. How early we will arrive at that place, I honestly don't know. They see the figures back end, so they can tell whether we have the kind of liquidity that they expect.
So you're saying there's a tendency that this is going to last for as long as we adapt to it?
The quicker we adapt to it, the better for us. I think that's the word. The quicker we can find these days. So you know what happened? I showed up this morning. I had to go buy fuel. I had the cash for the fuel. But when I showed up there, the first question I asked was, can I do a transfer? And they said, oh, okay, you can do ABC and XYZ. I took the patience to do that. It cost me an extra 100 naira, but it was safer. I retained my cash. I showed up at another place to buy snacks. I did that. They said, okay, you could pay with the POS guy who is there to us. He'll charge you 100 naira. And I felt I was willing to part with the 100 naira than to part. My cash were now beginning to look like gold in some sense. In other words, more and more of us will be doing this. For anything that we can do with transfer, we'll rather do the transfer than to exploit cash. So eventually, the little cash that is available would basically be in, need to use them in circumstances where you have no choice but to use cash.
That was Sunday Michael Ogu, Daily Trust business editor who covers the CBN as well. Oh well, should we adjust or wait and watch? God bless Nigeria. And that wraps up this episode of Nigeria Daily. Thank you so much for listening. A big thank you to all the voices we heard on the show. Nigeria Daily is a Daily Trust production, and you can download these and other episodes on dailytrust.com, buzzsprout.com, Google Podcasts, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and TuneIn Radio by simply searching for Nigeria Daily. You can also listen on NAS FM 89.9 in Yola, Unity FM 93.3 in Jos, Badegi Radio 90.1 in Mina, and Sawaba FM 104.9 in Hadeja. If you intend to sponsor an episode of Nigeria Daily, call us or send us a message via WhatsApp on 0913-893-3390. Or you can reach us via our social media handles on Instagram and Twitter at @daily_trust and on Facebook at Daily Trust. My name is Lilian Ogazi. Thank you for listening, and bye for now. Oh,